أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال إن كنت جئت بآية فأت بها إن كنت من الصادقين. فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين. ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 106, 107 and 108 of Surah Al-A'raf. The discussion continues from yesterday. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after speaking about several Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Allah begins the discussion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi as-salatu was-salam going to Fir'aun to invite him towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the second explicit maqsad, objective of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, send the Bani Israel with us, we will leave your land, we will go back to our original land, and that is Al-Quds, part of Mulk-e-Sham. I have come to you, Musa alayhi salatu was salam said, with the bayyina, with the proofs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Fir'aun responds to the call or to the da'wat of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. He says, قَالَ إِن كُنْتَ جِئْتَ بِآيَةٍ, that if you have come with any sign, you have brought any sign, فَأْتِ بِهَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, then bring it forth, produce it, if you are truthful in what you are saying, bring the sign forward, let us see what these signs are, let us examine it. So Allah Ta'ala here in these verses, Allah Ta'ala speaks about this very briefly. In other ayats of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has elucidated and Allah Ta'ala has spoken more in detail. Hence Allah Ta'ala says here, فَأَلْقَى أَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ, then he cast his staff, he cast his rod, his stick. فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ, then in an instance it had become a very clear serpent. Now the Mufassirin again have written an abundance with regards to this, one or two very important points for our own reformation, for our own understanding, that here is a stick, and here Allah Ta'ala says it became a serpent, and it was a very clear serpent that showed that the actual reality of a stick had completely changed. There was a complete metamorphosis. It was completely changed into something else. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also shows us a very clear sign that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has the power of everything. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not only the creator of everything. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also puts realities in things, and then Allah Ta'ala can also change the realities. Sometimes we may feel, for example, that we have power. Sometimes we may think that we are politically strong. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can keep us in there. There can be a parliament. There can be a prime minister or a president. But the haqiqat of it changes. The reality of it changes. And what we thought we had power is absolutely nothing. Now this is one thing. This message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was giving to Fir'aun, that you may think that you have sovereignty over the land, but in actual fact there is a reality that may change and everything, and you may be uprooted. And this is one message Allah Ta'ala is not only giving him, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving all of us. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that when Musa alayhi salatu was salam had casted the staff, the stick, the walking stick, he put it down, and now it became a serpent. That serpent went straight towards Fir'aun. It went straight for Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salatu was salam is on one side. Fir'aun is on his throne. He gets off his throne, and now he comes for shelter by Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And again, that's another very important message, that if we want the help of Allah Ta'ala, then obviously hold the hands of the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. Allah Ta'ala shows it clearly in one riwayat, is a historical riwayat, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that some of the courtiers that were around Fir'aun had become so afraid that they died of that afraidness, that they that fright that they had created and caused a death, and hence this also shows us that this was a serpent that was in absolute vigor that went towards Fir'aun, and of course there was that fright and the shock that the people had gotten. وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. Now here again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks very briefly. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says He drew forth His hand, the hand of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Allah Ta'ala speaks about it in other ayat of the Quran. وَأَدْخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَيْبِكَ. Allah Ta'ala said, enter it into your jayb. Jayb is this place of the garment where your buttons are, where the opening is. Put it there. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, place it onto the armpit. So obviously it will be on the armpit of the opposite hand. And that is what Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had done. فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, then again, it simply and it suddenly changed, بَيْضَاء, white, لِلنَّاظِرِينَ, for those who could see. In these two ayats, we find very clearly that this was not what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had brought out, something in privacy for Fir'aun, but there were others, it was clear to them. Nadirin is in its plural form. Everybody else was there, the courtiers of Fir'aun was there. Then one ayat Allah Ta'ala says, min ghayri su, that this whiteness, sometimes we may feel that a person has that white skin disease. So this could have been a disease, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, min ghayri su, without any defect whatsoever. And again, the narration of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that this hand of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam shone and it outshined the moon, outshined the sun. In other words, it became so bright that from the earth right up to the sky, this was the brightness. Now here, one was to instill fear, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, what is the message? That this is the light of nubuwat. If you want that guidance, then follow me. In that way, you will get guidance. And these are the two things that you and I need to look for into life. One is that we have this khawf, the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the other, the guidance that Allah ta'ala has given us via the Quran Sharif, via the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.